This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy just passed up a great chance to create jobs in our troubled energy belt. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, the Senate just voted to repeal the obsolete so-called windfall profits tax on American energy producers. With plummeting oil prices and windfall losses in the oil industry, you'd think that that tax could be given a decent burial. But no, you wouldn't go along with the rest of the Senate. After all, even a job-destroying tax is still a tax, and you never met a tax you didn't like. Even if it doesn't raise any money, or if it just employs a few extra bureaucrats. Ted, I know you'll try to scare our listeners with a big oil goblin, but that won't sell to the thousands of workers who have lost their jobs in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. Don't kick them when they're down.
Bob, the oil industry gets more favorable treatment from Congress than any other industry in the country. They deserve help now because of the hard times brought on by the world oil glut and the steep drop in world oil prices. But that's no justification for repealing the windfall profits tax. True, it's not bringing in any revenue now because oil prices are so low. But what comes down can go back up, Bob. And when it does, we'll need that tax in place. We're facing $200 billion deficits as far as the eye can see, Bob. It's not asking too much for big oil to pay taxes on windfall profits if the price of oil goes through the roof again. The alternative is higher taxes on average citizens, Bob, and that won't fly. The next thing we know, you'll want to repeal the income tax on big oil, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the Pentagon's latest fiasco, their $22 billion sequel to the flawed Sergeant York gun. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.